Thank you. As I said, my name is Teresa Benincasa, and I'm here with my colleagues presenting a program that's a public-private partnership. My colleagues are Mindy Rubin, who's Manager of Community Benefit at Kaiser Foundation, as well as Ingrid Paris-Hicklin, who's Deputy Director of our office, the Fairfax County Office of Partnerships. The program that I'm talking about today is built on the foundation of the Medical Care for Children Partnership. It is a public-private partnership that pools community resources to provide comprehensive medical care for our uninsured children living in Fairfax County. Our mission of the Medical Care for Children Partnership is to link every eligible uninsured child in Fairfax County with a medical home. This partnership has been in existence for over 20 years. It started in about 1986 with a very small group of children of about 35. But we have served as many as 7,000 children in 1 year. The total amount of children we've served over the years has probably exceeded about 75,000. The model for this is very similar to the model that we've just heard about from the Nashville program. We combine the resources of public and private. We combine the resources of public and private entities to accomplish this goal of linking children with a medical home. Essentially, the two core are the Fairfax County government, which is a local county government, as well as recruiting the partners of the business community in Fairfax County, as well as philanthropic resources and community-based organizations. Other aspects of our model include that we also work with a community-based organization that provides case management to our client population and coordinates care. We also have a community foundation that allows us to recruit philanthropic resources using a 501c3 status. So we have a variety of ways to generate income to support this program. But today, what I want to focus on is our one aspect of our partnership that is our health care providers. In the pink circle, you'll see that the real foundation of our program is our network of private doctors that provide care at reduced or discounted rates, as well as our premier partner, Kaiser Permanente, which is an HMO that also provides care at discounted rates to our population. And today we're talking about the partnership that's evolved over 20 years between Kaiser and MCCP because we believe it's a model for other communities around the nation that are looking to provide and expand the safety net for kids that are not covered by public insurance. Who does MCCP serve? MCCP serves uninsured kids who are not covered by SCHIP in our program. In our state is called FAMIS. Or Medicaid.
Okay. Push the podium.
I think I can talk back.
And then you'll talk back.
Okay. We are essentially a safety net provider for children up to 250% of the federal poverty level who live in families that are up to 250% of the poverty level. Most of our parents work. They just don't have access or they can't afford private insurance, and we serve children up to 19 years of age. Who's Kaiser, our major partner? Kaiser is the nation's largest nonprofit prepaid health care delivery system. They have 8.5 million members in 9 states, and we work with Kaiser Permanente of the Mid-Atlantic states that has 500,000 members in the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore area. The partnership, as we said, began around the beginning of MCCP with Kaiser Together. We formed this collaborative partnership to serve our uninsured children. For Kaiser, why did they come to the table? Well, they came to the table because the goals of these programs fulfilled part of their core mission, to provide care to uninsured children in the community, to develop and disseminate knowledge, to initiate community health initiatives. For us, we came to the table because we saw at the county level a huge gap in the safety net. Our county health department at that time provided primary care only to special needs children. It was very limited and not available. Today, this partnership has evolved to the point where Kaiser has offered a similar charitable care partnership in our neighboring counties. Good news spreads, and they've tried to do the same kind of model in all of our neighboring counties in our area. In 2006, Kaiser served 2,900 children as part of this program. And what is the role of the partners in this? Fairfax County MCCP's primary role with Kaiser is to identify the uninsured, enroll them in this program, and provide case management to them so they can optimally use the health care services that are available to them. Kaiser provides a very comprehensive package for our children. As my colleague likes to say, about 99% of what a child needs is covered through this Kaiser program. There is some aspects of the program that's not covered. Certain types of specialty care are not covered. Dental care is an issue and not covered, and hospitalization is not part of this. That doesn't mean that the children are not served. MCCP then goes to its other resources to fill in those gaps on the safety net. But as we all know around the nation, that these are ongoing issues for many communities trying to expand the safety net. When we thought about how to present this program to this audience, we took a look at what we thought was important about what was happening with our children, and we took a look at, we evaluated Kaiser's utilization reports to look at the patterns of enrollment of our children as well as the utilization of the health services. What are these kids doing with this program? What are they utilizing? Essentially, we thought it would be interesting, too, to take a look at the one charitable care program in our county, compare it to a similar charitable program in the county, a neighboring county, as well as compare it with one of Kaiser's commercial groups. What we found was essentially, which I think has been validated by the speakers before us, the population that we serve is very mobile. Essentially, the kids in our program in Fairfax County, about 68% of them in 2006 were only in our program for less than 12 months. Compared to, say, a commercial population of the same time period in the same county, those children are in the program a little bit longer, 83%, 12 months or more. It is a challenge, as many of you know, to identify uninsured children in your community. And as is indicated, enrollment and the nature of uninsured changes year to year. We have in our community, we live in a very affluent area, and it's very expensive to live there. There's a lot of mobility in our families moving in and out of the county. They face tremendous cultural and poverty barriers. And also, I think our enrollment was affected by a concerted effort by our FAMIS program to properly link children that were eligible for FAMIS to go into that program. We have a very proactive outreach effort to try to identify uninsured children. Again, using a partnership model, we coordinate with all the logical partners, schools, hospitals, faith communities, to make sure we're capturing those kids that might be eligible to take advantage of this benefit. And we do a lot of marketing in non-traditional workplaces, day labor sites, places where some of the uninsured may have families, children. Our case management program has been key to helping coordinate care in a system that's a little bit fragmented. They help arrange transportation where necessary. They provide translation, even going into the office if necessary, the doctor's office, and they help arrange specialty and dental appointment care appointments outside of the safety net. For Kaiser, however, again, another sort of benefit of working with Kaiser is Kaiser has a very comprehensive translation capability within their own system, so our case managers are not kept as busy within Kaiser because they have language lines and certified translators within the building. When we took a look at what were the children utilizing, what was happening with the kids, we found that in our charitable group population, about 52% had obtained at least one primary care visit in 2006, compared to a slightly higher rate in our commercial population. The mean number of visits, though, for those kids was about the same across all the groups, about two a little more than two visits per year. And about a little over a third of our children in the charitable group had gone ahead and obtained a health assessment, a higher rate in the commercial group. We can explain that from our experience for two reasons. One is we know that this population doesn't perceive a health assessment as necessary. It's much more challenging for them. They have to get off work, and we've heard comments like, why do we need to go for a health assessment in the absence of illness? So that would explain that in part, and also just the fact that they're not in the program as long, and it takes a while to schedule health assessments and for parents to come forward with them. So we think that's why there's a lower rate of health assessment. Our population does not use specialty care in any manner much different from the commercial population. In fact, a little bit less so. You can see that essentially 7% in Fairfax County had obtained some sort of specialty care visit within the past year, and the mean number of visits was pretty similar across all the groups. What are they using specialty care for? We also saw some similar patterns. Essentially, this is kind of a busy slide, but the bottom line is to show among specialty care visits, a third or more are usually used for optometry for the children. And the other types of visits, these other types of specialty care, orthopedics, dermatology, podiatry, etc., account for two-thirds of specialty care visits among this population. All other types combined, there was a whole list of specialty care things, everything from endocrinology to nutrition services, and all of those were less than 3%. Costs. This is not the most expansive slide in cost, but just to give you a snapshot of how this particular partnership covers care, Fairfax County has a contract with Kaiser to execute this care, and we contribute $25 per child per month. Kaiser estimates its contribution to be about $60 per child per month, bringing that total cost of medical care to about $85 per child per month. This doesn't include the cost of case management. If you're trying to get a feel for how much case management we use, it's about one case manager for 500 children or about 240 families. How do we pay for this care? Predominantly through two means. One is the Fairfax County government, as illustrated in another program, the Nashville program, contributes a substantial portion of funds annually to pay for care. But we really do have a strong history of accessing our community to raise charitable dollars to expand the breadth and depth of what we can offer in the area of charitable care. We would recommend, if you're looking to put together some kind of partnership that's similar to this, the following recommendations. Put together as comprehensive a health package as you are able to with the resources you have available. And when you've done that, recognize the limits of what's not at the table and go ahead and try to recruit appropriate providers to fill in those gaps. This could include your local hospitals, your medical societies, dentists to the table that can fill in the gaps of what your package does not provide. Think about creating some kind of mechanism to coordinate the care among this population via case management or other. The theme of the Office of Fairfax County Office of Partnerships is we believe that the government can't do it all and medical providers can't do it all, and that it has to be a collaborative process. So like other partnership models presented here at APHA, we have tried to put together an advisory council to garner private and philanthropic resources to provide care to the kids. And lastly, I think the advantage of going ahead and pulling together some kind of public-private partnership is that one of our administrators at Kaiser pointed out wisely that charity care is being offered in so many different ways in communities, and it's unaccounted for, and it's just done. And that this is one way to strengthen and organize the charity care that's probably already being provided through a patchwork in your community.